BWHBTI repeater PL100 Hertz. This is BWHBTI repeater PL100 Hertz.
Anybody's
taking the ball, waking up. This is BWHBTI repeater PL100 Hertz.
BWHBTI
repeater PL100 Hertz. This is BWHBTI repeater PL100 Hertz. This is BWHBTI repeater PL100 Hertz.
Somebody got a repeater linked in here via RF. I mean, just listening to the output of it. I think it's coming in from OBU, Danville.
WB8E monitoring. WB8E monitoring.
Morning, Walt. W8FU.
Well, good morning, Sean. Quite a night with the storm. I got up at 2:30 to make a pit stop and figured I'd stay up for a while, and then I think about half an hour later or so, the storm really rolled in. Went back to bed at 4 o'clock, just got up again. I think it rained again.
So give me one second to take care of something. Walt will be right back. I caught that. Oh, okay. No, never mind. False alarm. Anyhow, I got up, I don't remember looking at the clock, I thought it was like 3, the storm was really going gangbusters. I had the window open, I felt just a little mist coming in off the, I had to close the window because there was just a little mist coming in, because the rain got pretty,
Yeah, I had the door open on teed up on you. Repeat.
Oh no, I just was saying that I got up at I think I was up at 3. Storm was in full swing and even had to close my windows off.
Yeah, I was getting the mist off my patio door, which faces, what would that be, south. So it was possibly a south-southwest rolling. That's usually the worst storms we get. I haven't looked, but I imagine my backyard is flooded again, or flooded. When it get rain like we've had, the neighbor in back of me is about a foot higher. Everything drains into my yard, which means I don't have to water.
WHNC.
Mobile.
Morning, Nick. How you doing today? Just cruising here to work. I'm by Freedom Hill. A couple of branches down, weird. I didn't know the storm to be, although only one, but I didn't know the storm to be of that nature. It didn't seem like it was windy. So maybe that was coincidental. Going to be going over to Clinton here by Freedom Hill in a second. We'll see just how bad that is. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, it's been a fun drive to work. When I first walked out of the house, it wasn't raining. By the time I got a mile west of the house, it was pouring down. And I drove pouring down all the way almost to 23 mile on the freeway. But I'm here in 94 in Ross now, and sun's out, and hardly even looks like it rained. But the wind was pretty bad, too. Came through my neighborhood, and it started about 4:15, 4:30, something like that. And it was, the wind was pretty rough. And then it just, the wall of water came. Good, Walt.
Well, good morning, Nick. I live here at 14 in Van Dyke in South Sterling Stand. And no sun. Great. We had a lot of hail, we had a moment of hail, and I've got a big awning on my patio, and boy, that thing was dancing from the hail. Sean?
Yeah, I missed that. Of course, I was sleeping. I just got up, never got out of bed, so didn't really scope it out. It didn't seem like it was coming down. Lightning got... never got right on top of me, but it got close. It was getting pretty loud and pretty fast. But it seemed like just as it was starting to crest, it veered north or south of me, probably north of me. It's heading out your way, Nick. I just went over to Clinton. It's almost up to the top. So we had enough rain to fill that baby up. Although I don't think it's... I don't think it's going to crest. I don't know. Does that usually come after? Is it still probably rising right now? I forget where do they crest after a storm?
Yeah, usually it's after. You'll get all the runoff from upstream, and they'll start cresting. Because I'm sure all the farms in the northern part of the county all probably drain the river. So all those fields will drain to there, and then it'll run through there and out to the lake, I'm sure. But, yeah, the wind was pretty good. I didn't hear any of the thunder. But like you, I didn't really. I woke up when the pager went off for the countywide all call that we had a severe thunderstorm warning. I woke up for that, which woke the dog up, which she decided that it was, she needed to go, take care of business. I let her out real quick and came back and laid back down. And I was back out, but so I didn't hear much of it. Walt?
Yeah. It takes days to crest. A couple years ago, I went and looked at the map of all the drains going into the Clinton River. By 14 in Van Dyke, where I live. I haven't done it lately for different reasons, but I used to feed the deer herd there in Warren, and found a side street, and would go to sit there in the winter, throw out my apple core and peels and kernel of corn that I bought at Menards right there in Warren. And I couldn't believe the deer. And you see them drinking that water. Oh, my God. Sean?
Well, that's after the Madison Heights poop factory, but before the Warren poop factory, so I don't know. But, yeah, it's amazing what we do to rivers. That was a beautiful river at one time. Now it's a drain. Oh, well. They got that, what's that one down in the Grosse Pointes? I forget what it's called. Little one that runs from the Grosse Pointes out. It's notoriously been bad. Well, it was back some years ago. I don't know. Maybe they cleaned it up since then. Used to be, remember Mark Scott? He was a radio personality. He would like pound on the desk. This is pre-Rush Limbaugh, you know. He pounded the desk. And he was complaining about that. I don't know if he lived there or he knew somebody lived there, but he's complaining about the things floating in that river coming out of points. And he'd yell, he'd be pounding on the table. Those aren't ducks. Those aren't ducks. Nick.
Oh, I remember that. He used to be on WXYT. Years and years and years ago. I only remember that because it was one of the only radio stations that you get in the van for the electronics repair that I worked for when we go out and do service calls. So you hear him on his day, like you said, pounding on the desk, things of that nature. Yeah, when I went over the Bell River this morning, or not the Bell River, but Pine River, I was just west of town. It was running pretty good. We got quite a bit of rain yesterday, plus whatever we got today overnight. Walt?
WB80, I wonder if that was called the Milk River. I don't know why. I really never paid attention to that area. I know in the late 30s, a co-worker of mine, his dad, who had a bunch of kids, he was really old when I met him in the 60s, said they used, and my co-worker remembered, they go camping out at the perch run, for the perch run in the Clinton River in the spring when they're spawning. The perch run in the Clinton River. I still think nowadays they get a little walleye run at the mouth of it. But, yeah, dirty water. Behind the Polish Century Club on 14 Mile Road in Hoover, as I call it, there's another huge drain that comes in there. I didn't look up the name of it. And there again, filthy water. Sean?
Yeah, it's a shame what we do to these waterways. But, I mean, that's civilization, I guess. So, what are you going to do? But, yeah, I think it was the Milk River. I think you're right. And, yeah, Mark Scott, that was at WXYT during the afternoons. That was like pre-Rush Limbaugh, pre-everything. That was back when you could have a nut bag on the radio and people listened to it. We all listened to it for fun. And, you know, I mean, there was like, you had that one crazy uncle that believed the guy. Now, everybody believes the crazy guy on the radio, and it's hard to find a sane uncle. Vic?
You ain't kidding about that. No, I was trying to get to the office here, and we got the 94 in order, and we've come to a stop. So this is going to take you 16 minutes to get here to downtown. There must be something going on here. Somebody must need to go back to learn how to drive. Hopefully it's an easy day. I already got one trooper coming to see me to fix something, so I'll get her squared away right shortly after she's done doing whatever she's doing this morning. So, it's bad when you get the phone call on your personal phone, but, you know, you're the fix-it guru. Do you know how that is, Sean? Fix-it guru. Walt?
Yeah, there's a, I, on Facebook, there's a picture of U.S. Naval Air Station Gross Eel. The reason I bring it up, two things. Number one, I did have to buy uniforms there when I came home on leave in the Navy. Number two, there's another area that used to flood like mad. People would, now it's a real high-end residential area along the river. But it's also in a floodplain. So, of course, Monroe has the Raisin River. Sean?
Pass me up this round. I'm ordering my coffee.
Yeah, there's that. And then there's some up north, Walt, the Cass River that runs through Tuscola County and into Frankenmuth. Particularly in Vassar, was prone to floods for years until they redid the drainage system in Vassar probably 20 years ago now. They made the bypass and the box culvert and whatnot. But yeah, Franklin was flooded a couple of times, so is Vassar, but not lately. They've redone some stuff to drainage to try to keep it in the bank. Kittiwassee River up Midland, too. That's always prone to flooding if they get too much rain. There's all kinds of flooding all over Michigan at certain times, certain areas. Well, WNSC.
WBAD. Well, my neighborhood, when they built this subdivision, was horrible for flooded basements. The infrastructure was not up to snuff. In fact, I still have a pipe from my basement to outside, you know, they home brewed it through the basement wall. And I think it was Al Martin, if I remember right. I've only lived here 15 years. Finally got stuff done. But yeah, this was notorious for flooded basements. Neighbor down the street showed me his huge industrial pump, electric, that when he was one of the first original owner. And how he used to have to drain the basements. Sean?
Okay, there I am. Sorry about that. I got to get my coffee, then I got a phone call, and just all that. But just making the last, I got about the last mile and a half, 2 miles to go here. Got Cass and Grosbeck closing in the gap.
Oh, I think that's, sorry about that. Just reading something on the screen that popped up. Yeah, I'm at 94 Van Dyke. We're starting to move now, but stop again. So I don't know what it says. I just read it getting up for the office. So I'm just going to what it would be. I got spoiled working at home. Dread going in. But got things to do that I can't do from home, so I got to add a monitor to six positions at the office. They're getting, Sean will know this, texty, which is text to 911 through TFN, the Digital Fiber Network. So they're working on that. So I thought I got to do the install first. So they can send me the stuff. But be on our way. So hopefully all the parts that I ordered are there. Hanging out somewhere else. Walt?
Yeah, I have a son living out in the L.A. area and work at home. He said he loves it. He said, unfortunately, you get in such a rut that that's all you do is stay home. He said, you have to make sure you have recreational time. You have to force yourself to get out. Sean?
I was
was okay with that. I was able to get out when I was doing the whole work from home thing. Now, I didn't do it, you know, we're going on a couple, 3 years now. People have been doing it, you know, 4 years with regularity. I did it for about a year, and I really liked that aspect. I could do anything I wanted, pretty much any time I wanted. But then my day, my work day, would last from sunup to sundown. And so it's like you never weren't working. You were just taking long breaks. And, you know, I mean, you know, so I'd get up in the morning and, you know, I wouldn't have to get in the shower before I drove to work. So I would just get up and I'd start working, you know, but then about, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, I'd say, okay, I can go jump in the shower and get dressed and all that stuff. So I'd go do that then, you know, then I'd come back to work, you know, and I'd work for a while and then I'd maybe go out, you know, and then in the afternoon, if it was like the fall, you know, and it would get cold after dark, really cold, but I wanted to get a run or a bike ride in, I'd go do it, you know, at 2 in the afternoon, and, you know, 2 to 4, I'd be out, you know, doing a bike ride or something like that, and that was great, but then I had to come home at 4, and I'd be working, you know, until 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, paying for all that, so, you know, it just seemed like, even though you had these big, long breaks where you could do what you wanted, it seems like the workday never ended. So that's the thing I didn't like about it. And that's just a matter of being disciplined. If I was disciplined, I'd strictly do all my work, you know, from a, in a window, and then I would shut everything off, and I would, you know, have a definite stop time. But that's just a matter of discipline.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I did that a couple, you know, for a while too, until I finally the light bulb went off. Like, why are you doing that? That's not what you should be doing. And now I'm, you know, 7 o'clock start, 3:30, it's done. And I've gotten to the point where I don't even, I leave the, when I'm at home, I leave the work phone at the desk plugged in. I can hear it if it rains. If it rains, I know it's something important. I don't, I stop looking at it after hours. It just would create a problem. If I need overtime, I'll look at it. But I haven't been needing that lately, so. Because I'll usually, if a ticket comes in from Midnight Trooper or something, it's something simple, I'll do it and I'll claim an hour, so. But, or an hour overtime. Couple hours of pay period isn't all that bad, so been dropping off quite a bit. I guess that's good that all of our stuff's working and nobody's been calling things in, so shall see. Walt?
While you're talking, Nick, I heard somebody key up and say their mobile station wanted to pick it up and turn it over to Sean, who's probably in the driveway at work. I guess not. Sean, over to you.
Yeah, okay. I didn't hear that, Walt, so I don't know. Maybe it was something else. But, yeah, I did just get to work. Actually, I'm on my work desk set, so I probably sound a little different. But I'm going to cut everybody loose. I'll be listening. I might jump in here in a little bit, but I got to get going here on the work day. So, pleasure talking to everyone. Everybody, be safe if you're out and about. And Walt, I'll let you know when we got the dumpling date. Nick, I'll be listening. W8FU.
Kevin 3, don't work too hard. I'm out there myself. So. Well, I'll be in for one more and call it a destination. Getting on the lodge from 94. So. My work phone keeps getting past the road, so I see what today is going to bring. Mr. Fix-It Day. So, but they can come to me, which is a good thing. So. Take care, my friend, and enjoy the day. And maybe we'll catch you after 3:30 on the way back east. WBAE, WANS.
Okay, Nick, drive safe there. And usually 3:30 is about my nap time. WBAD.
WABCI repeater PL100.
W8EAP.
This is the W8BCI repeater PL100 Hertz.
KD9APD mobile and monitoring, KD9APD mobile and monitoring, KD9APD.
NHGAA, are you on your way to breakfast or coffee?
NHGAA, KD9APD, morning George, this is Jeff, heading toward Holt to visit number three daughter and work on her dishwasher. Over.
Oh, jeez, I thought she was going to coffee with the boys.
No, no breakfast with the boys. We were supposed to do that Monday at 9 at Panera Bread, but got there and they had no power, so that was canceled. So I went to the gun store instead, which is what I may do on the way home today if I get out of here early enough. Over.
What you gonna buy, a new gun?
Say again, George.
You mind not purchasing a gun?
W.
Oh, I might. I'm always shopping for a gun. I'll be in trouble if I buy one. I just bought a used one a couple weeks ago, and wasn't very expensive, just $150 out the door. But it's kind of an antique, so I thought I'd enjoy looking at it. Over.
Well, what did you buy? What model? What make?
Well, it's a semi-automatic .22, and it's a J.C. Higgins, made by High Standards for Sears Corporation. It's a Model 30, J.C. Higgins Model 30, made in 1952. It's a very interesting .22 rifle. Over.
Yeah, I had one of them, and it just wouldn't repeat. It kept kicking the shells up, jamming.
You had a J.C. Higgins Model 30?
Pistol.
Well, I cleaned it up. I got it home and I cleaned it up, and then a couple days later I took it, well, last Friday, I took it to the range and it shot quite well. I think I had one or two stovepipes out of, I probably shot 40 rounds through it, so that's good enough for me. It's a very interesting designed rifle. It works as good as anything else, but it's very interesting how they designed it. Over.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm gonna let you go. I got a neighbor just showed up, so it ain't GAA clear.
Okay, George, have a good day. This is KD9APD Jeff, heading north on 127, monitoring.
KF8BDT, KF8BDT, can I get a radio check out there?
Calling station, say again, you're a little weak, over.
KF8, Bravo Delta Tango.
Bravo Delta Tango, I got that. All right, this This is KD9APD, Jeff. Heading north on 127 from Jackson, going to Holt. Over.
That's it. Is that any better there?
Yeah, that's better. How are you today, and what's your handle?
F8, Bravo Delta Tango. And name is Jeff here, and we're just talking on the base over here by Oakley.
Ah, you say your name is Jeff also?
That is correct. That is correct. But we're stationary right now.
All right. We've probably talked before. I am mobile, and like I said, heading north on 127 out of Jackson. And are you a J-E-F-F-E-R-Y or an R-E-Y? Over.
We be the R-E-Y, but it's spelled all over on my side.
Okay, R-E-Y. Well, I'm an E-R-Y, so my parents just decided to make it a little unique, I guess. And that's okay, because only about 1% of the Jeffs are E-R-Y. Over.
Yeah, we tried to get that straight, because I spelled it E-R-Y for decades, and then I looked, and it's actually R-E-Y, so you know how that works. You just kind of say, well, what's the birth certificate say?
Yeah, copy that. Oh, very good. Oh, there you go. You know, I better check my birth certificate. I haven't thought about it in a long time. Maybe I'll give it a look and see how they spelled it there. The, you know, talking about goofy birth certificates, my dad, his birthday was, is May 25th, and, that's what it says on his birth certificate, but he's always celebrated May 22nd as his birthday. And the reason is because he was born on a Friday, and then the, you know, born at home back in the old days, and the doctor didn't file the birth certificate with the hospital or the county courthouse until Monday morning, and that's when they dated it, so 3 days later. So his birth certificate and him never did agree. Over.
Oh, that is so funny, but yeah, I can see how that would work, but I say he gets to do it all weekend then. So, show me your call sign back again.
Roger Wilco, this is Kilo Delta Niner, Alpha Papa Delta Jeff, who lives in Pleasant Lake. Over.
Sorry. A little slow on mine. I got Kilo Delta 9.
Alpha Papa Delta, as in Atlanta Police Department. Over.
Roger, Roger. Got that. Got that. No, we just got up and we've got a nice rain here. We got an inch and inch and 3/16 here. So hopefully that'll keep the crops going and we don't get too much. But, yeah, looks like a beautiful morning. And, yeah, mine's in August, and usually it's one of them you can celebrate the day before, the day after, because it was really close to midnight.
Ah, there you go. That's excellent. The only thing special about the day I was born is the tornado got hit by the hospital got hit by a tornado. So it was not the wing that I was in, I guess, but it did cause significant damage to parts of the hospital the same day I was born. So I could say I came in with a bang. Over.
Roger on the bang. Roger on the bang. That's a unique thing you probably won't have to worry about than thinking. But yeah, that's. That's very interesting. Don't remember too much on mine, I think, because maybe I was a little younger, so we're, you know, we all came in and got the slap on the butt, and here we are, so we're all living. But Other than that, just I threw this antenna up, and of course I'm in the middle of a 4-acre woods, so I just kind of placed the antenna up in the air. Now I got so much feed line, I got to try to figure out what the best feed line to put on here, because I'm running probably 70 feet in the air with the antenna, and it shows 50 watts going out, but I don't know what I'm actually power, because you're the second one that said, you're pretty low on power. I'm throwing a 1.7 on the SWR, and my meter says it's 46 watts going out through it, but I don't know what gets to the antenna holder. KF8, BDP.
All right, Brother Jeff. Well, as long as you use the RG8 coax, you'll be fine. I recommend whatever coax is not solid on the center wire. I never like working with that stuff. But, you know, I would always order stranded coax on the center wire. But as long as it's the, it's not half inch diameter, but it's like, not the thin stuff, the RG8X, not the thin stuff, then you'll be fine. It's really important. I think it's important when you're in the, VHF frequencies to have the better coax then. Over.
W-H-B-C-I, repeater.
Yeah, that's just what I was looking at, the calculator, trying to figure out what's going to give me the best bang. Because I'm running, I'm figuring I got to have at least 100, but I'm trying to cut it down to 75 feet. And then, the RG213 is probably the least expensive out of the two thicker ones, but the RG... 8X, I don't know. What's your thoughts on that one?
I can't remember, but on the 8th, I can't remember, but the RG213 I really like. That's the one that I buy quite often. Haven't bought in a couple years, because when I buy it, I usually buy, 100 feet, and it gives me a while to work with it. But RG213 is pretty good, as it's a it's a stranded wire on in the middle. The middle wire is stranded. I like that the best. So, you might not have to worry about it too much, because this repeater's up at 500 feet, and I got you as full quieting right now. Over.
Yeah, I understand. I see the Alchemist one, and that's why I did it, because nobody could understand me or hear me very well, because I was trying to pop holes through the woods. I got a Yagi up there too, but she just don't want to get through the woods, and it's not as easy as dragging that up into the top of the tree, so we'll just have to look at the 213. I got a 50-foot roll, but that's going to go on my long line for my HF, so we'll figure out something, but I'm going to say 73s on this transmission, and you have a safe trip, and watch out for all the dummies. I appreciate talking to you. I'll throw you in the book, and KF8, BDT, we're going to be out and monitoring.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for the chat. Have a safe and productive and enjoyable day, KD9APD. Breaking with Jeff and monitoring, heading toward Holt.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Romeo Delta. KF8 ERD.
This is KE8 ER, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Romeo, listening.
Good morning.
Thank you.
different than other guys.
Delta Romeo, this is Kilo Delta 9 Alpha, Papa Delta, Jeff.
Hold the question.
In the room heading toward Holt. Over.
Good morning, Jeff. This is Al, K-E-A-D-R, out here in Mason. I know right where you're at then. So, yeah, very good. Well, looks like maybe the sky will clear up for a few days here. It was quite a storm last night.
You know, it might have been. I heard thunder and light. I got up at some point in the night. I got up to disconnect my antennas because I heard lightning. But and we got about 3/4 of an inch of rain in the rain gauge this morning, but I did not hear it rain. So it must have been a more of a storm up this, you know, in the Mason and Lansing area. Over.
Yeah, very well could be. Yeah, I thought we were going to get a lot higher winds than we had. And we had a lot of lightning and thunder, but we didn't get the winds that they were somewhat predicting there. So we were lucky in that respect. So we didn't lose power or anything, but I'm not too worried. I do have generator backup that comes on automatically, so no problem there. Jeff, give me a call sign again here so I can log you in. I don't think I've ever, maybe I have talked to you, but I'm calling the 9 call area there.
Well, my call sign comes when we lived in Illinois, but now we live down in Pleasant Lake, just north of Jackson. I'm heading to Holt to work on number 3 daughter's dishwasher. So I'm about 5 miles away or less. So that's what I'm up to today, and the call sign is Kilo Delta 9 Alpha Papa Delta. Over.
Okay, very good, Jeff. I've got that. I'll log in here because, I know Pleasant Lake. Many times when we were kids, Dad would take us down there to the lake there. They had the island out there and everything. We'd go swimming there, and they had a miniature golf course there and a campground around there. And we always enjoyed that when Dad was on the road a lot. So when he was home, every chance he got, he took us down there. Once in a while, we'd rent a little rowboat and go out there and play around. You know, learning how to row a boat there.
Ah, very good. Well, I haven't played on the water at Pleasant Lake. We live about 2 miles off the beach, so, and that's where I don't want to be on the water. It's always creates issues, so I'd rather be close but no cigar. Over.
Yeah, I haven't been down there in many, many years, but I know right where it's at down there, and quite a drive. Anyway, we lived in Lansing at that time, grew up there in South Lansing, so, but, you came from Illinois down there, away, boy, tell you what, a lot of people transferring all over the countryside here, it seems like, lately, but I guess, that's okay. That's very good. we are losing some people up here, but the UP up there, they're gaining more people up in that area, and it's more desolate in some areas, but it's a different group of people up that way.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the UP. I mean, I've been through there several times. It's just too many woods. I like to be able to see out a little bit. I don't know. I guess that comes from being raised in corn country and living in corn country in northern Illinois for so long. I like to be able to see out some. Over.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. So we lived in town. I grew up in the city, Lansing, and South End there. When we got married, we moved into Holt, and we moved out of Holt. We're out here in the country now, and I enjoy the farming area. Corn all around us here. This year, except across the road there, they planted this bright yellow plant that's real tall. And I found out what it was. It starts with the letter C. And they use it, they harvest that, and they get the seeds out of that, and they crush that into an oil for cooking oil. And they also use it in soft drinks, too. And I was amazed about that, you know. But I remember here, when that first come on this year, people would stop by and take pictures of it, because that sun shining on it was so bright, you know, and it was so pretty out there, you know. I mean, it just lit up that whole field. But he has four fields of it there that they just harvested this last week here. This is KEADR.
W-A-B-B-I, repeater.
Copy that. Would that be canola?
Sure, that's what it's called, canola, yep. And it's mainly grown in Canada. Canada grows a lot of it. And the farmers down here in Michigan are just now starting to pick that up.
That's a good thing. Crop diversity is a very good thing. I'm a big fan of that. So, okay, Al, I'm at my destination. I'll have to let you go. Nice talking with you. Thanks for picking me up. Have a good day. KD9 APD, clear on your final.
Hey, Jeff. Have a good, safe day there. Good luck with the dishwasher. And I wish somebody could fix our double oven here, but they said the panel is no longer available. So it looks like we got to go out and get a new one. So anyway, good old Whirlpool did it again. So anyway, well, take care out there, Jeff. Nice talking to you again. I'm looking forward to talking to you again there if you're in the area here. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Romeo, 73.
W-8-B-T-I, repeater, CL-100.
Dansville, disconnected.
Sorry, I dropped it. There you go, son. Hey, Fred. I'm,
I think Mikey just left his remote on, is all. So I just dropped the link just so, yeah. Later, so.
N-A-K-P-P mobile. Andy Tucky checked in Richmond, N-A-K-P-P.
Well, what do you know? It's working.
Working remarkably well. Yeah, Ace Hardware up here had a little electric chainsaw I wanted, and it was on sale, so I drove up here, and I figured, okay, I'm going to bring my little handy talkie with it and just do some experimenting. So, as they say in the HF bands or wherever, 5x9, whatever that means.
It's the RS part of RSP. 5 on the receive scale out of 5, and S9, and there's no tone portion of the RST, so it's the R.
I can do that. Well, it's coming in so good that I can even hear the little hum, so all is good. So, all right, man. I'm going in to get myself an electric battery-operated chainsaw. And if you do come up here, you are right about one thing. There is a ton of water everywhere. The roads are, like, some of the roads are even blocked still.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to get free up there. If I get free, I'm going to have to get out of here and probably head south. So I'll be here for a bit, though. Still kind of keeping my window for lunch open. So let me know. And Fred, what can you do? I saw you called in. Did it come over the hub because I was on the phone?
No, but it interrupted your audio for a second. That's what I was trying to do.
All right.
I know, I'm being a dick.
Jimmy, you sound good. Hey, Sean, Jimmy D sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good, but give me a minute. I got something going on.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Delta Romeo, listening.
All right, sorry, still there, Wally?
Yeah.
Damn work, always getting in the way of things. So you're thinking come down here for Jimmy D's?
I like that place, even though I can only eat half of that sandwich, give the other half for some time later in the day. So I'm thinking that if you're in for it.
Yeah, I think that'll work. Just let me know when. I'll meet you there.
Um, 12 o'clock.
Can you make it at 11:59?
Let me check my book. Yeah, we're good.
All right, I'll see you at 12:01.
NHKPP, in case anybody cares.
All right, let me try to get a few things straightened up. I'll be listening. W8FU.
All right. The key something DR, whatever, that just connected Echo Link.
Where are they connected? They connected to you or they connected to me? I'm not seeing it.
No, some jackass took the VHF and UHF hub to the Echo Link, and he's not answering, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see him down there on your hub. Yeah. Children and their toys. Why do we allow it?
Well, if he doesn't want to answer up, he's just going to get banned. Dumbass.
And did you kick him or did he drop?
No, he left. That's K-E-Y-E-R again. That's who it was.
Don't know him. Perhaps it was just a mistake. Unless he's been told before, in which case. But what did Bush say? Fool me once, shame on me.
Yeah, well, I might be able to do
it. WFE.
Alright, off that phone. WFS.
Hey, baby.
got a second here. I'm meeting Wally for lunch at noon, so I got to get things tidied up. But hey, and did you get a chance to try to make a call from your desk set on the phone, on the cell?
I did. I called upstairs and I woke somebody up. It works, but I did not think there was sleep already. Yeah, it works. That was kind of cool. But I was done. Well, I was all late and I was tired and I had to get to bed anyway.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice function, particularly in your situation, if you can, you know, leave the phone somewhere where it has good access and then you have, you know, that ability at the adds a whole functional component to the thing.
Yeah, it's worthy of playing with a little bit more. It was fun getting it all programmed up and seeing all the blinky lights blinking. So, yay for gadgets.
Well, hopefully it'll work out. All right, anyhow, I got to get to some things. I'm going to be getting out of here in about 45 minutes. I need to make sure my slate is cleaned.
Very good. Enjoy lunch. I'm on my way to the office. We have a big kind of a company-wide office meeting presentation today. So I thought I'd go in and be, rather than doing that in my home, and do that at the office. And get some other work done and stop my family later. So, all right, have fun at lunch. T-H-B-B.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be listening, but preoccupied. W-A-W.
W8FU. AKPP from W8FU.
Go ahead.
By the way, did you see the link to the template for those sidecars? There's a file that you can print out. And, you know, you can fill it all out. It's, I think it's in Excel or a Word doc, one or the other, or both. And you can fill whatever you want in, and it'll and then print it out, and it fits perfectly. Hey, have you seen that?
Yeah, I did. I was kind of banking on using that one, you know, especially for the kids. I was hoping maybe make different colors. Also for them, you know, so this color means this color means that, especially for the little one. So, yeah, I think that template will be nice. I also read the blog. Some of them were having problems getting it to match nicely, and other ones were able to print it up, and it matched perfectly.
Yeah, I haven't quite figured out what that's all about, because the one that I got right from Cisco was just a little too long when I printed it out on my Canon inkjet, or laserjet. And, you know, then there was one, somebody recognized that problem, and Larry found a version that that took care of that little extra bit. But then, you know, then some of the other guys were having trouble with that one, you know, and it's like, I don't know, it's really weird. I guess it depends on the program you use and the printer drivers and stuff like that, so... You know, you'll find the one that prints it out perfectly, fits right in that little window. And if you know, if not, you know, don't give up. But the one that Don doctored up, that he posted in the Telegram channel, That one, I guess you can change, you can custom colors and all that stuff. You know, most of them, some of the ones, not most of them necessarily, but some of the ones I saw were protected, and you couldn't change the basic formatting. So it's nice to have one. If that one that Don has is fully customizable for everything, font, color, and all that stuff, and it fits, then that's definitely the one you want to keep.
Yeah, I didn't read it that close, but I'm glad you brought that up, because I will use that one, you know, for the kids, for the color. I think the color would be important. So I sent the text to Mom. I told her, it says, well, start giving me phone numbers, because I got a bunch of spaces, so I'll be able to get that up. Now, I have to, does this program in the phone, or does this program into the sidecar? Because I'm assuming I'm going to have to go grab that phone in order to program these numbers. I didn't know if it wrote to the sidecar or if it wrote to the phone itself.
Yeah, it writes to the phone. And you can pull the sidecar off and put the sidecar on, and it won't lose the programming. But it's all on the phone. And it'll even go back and forth between the digital and the regular one. With nothing connected up, it's set up for one like you got there. If you hook the digital up, you lose two slots, and it goes to a page one, page two affair. So you probably want to lay it out completely different if you had the digital, but that's a moot point in your case, because you've got a couple of the analogs.
Yeah, well, I'm happy with the analogs because, you know, for either scenario, the keep it simple, stupid method is going to be the best, especially for the young ones. And for me, it's just going to be a matter of just putting in different radios and things of that nature. And I've got to read that blog a little bit better, or I'm going to have to call you later to monitor some of the All-Star channels. I saw that could be done, and I hit it, and I didn't hear anything, you know, where it's punched in the number, and then, what, *99 to transmit, and pound to stop, or something of that nature, but I heard the radio transmitting, but I didn't hear anything on the phone, so I must have been doing something wrong.
Yeah, probably, who knows, we'll have to figure it out, yeah, that does work. It does work pretty well, and there's several things you can pop on there in addition to the stuff we've recently created. So all good. And, yeah, as far as the analog one versus digital, you know, not, there's a lot about the analog one that makes it a better choice anyhow. You know, one, you get 32, and they're all visible. You know, whereas with the digital one, you get 15, and then you get another 15 on a second page, but you can't see the status of the busy lights on the second page unless you flip to that page. Now, it does have a page one, page two button in it. If there's something going on you need to know about on page two, that button will blink. It's telling you to go over there and look. But that's only if you were going to answer a line. But as far as, you know, a busy light function, it doesn't really give you any indication there. But so the 30, you know, that one is better in that respect. And, you know, those are $20. You'd be hard-pressed to find a digital for under 50. So, you know, so there's that.
Yeah, I'm driving down that road just to the repeater that we talked about, give you a little status of the road. But the road is dry. So there is really not much water out here. I don't think we've got much, as much water as what they said. And the gate is locked, just to let you know. And the road's pretty deep in shape, too. So I don't think you're going to have any problem getting back here when you decide to take care of that project.
I know the actual project is there's cattails all around it on two sides, so I don't know how soupy it's going to be back there. I know it gets kind of soupy just out if you follow that road you're on right now, if you go a little, you know, with your eyes, if you look a little, just a little past it, there generally was a pretty soupy area just past it. So I just was wondering how that was.
Actually, it doesn't look that bad, Sean. I don't think they've got, or we up here in the Baltimore area, just failed. It had received as much rain as what I saw, like, when I went towards Richmond and everything else like that. So I think you're okay, because even, like, the ditches, they're not full here. So I think you'll be okay getting access to it.
All right. Well, that's good to know, because the guys were, I think all the parts came in today, and they were planning on coming out. Well, they talked about yesterday and, you know, and then again today, and I said, well, don't rush, let it dry a little, but they might be coming out tomorrow to take care of it. So, all right, very good.
Yeah, I think they'll be in pretty good shape. Like I said, there's no puddling, the ditches aren't full of water and things of that nature, so I think this area of town was spared all the significant rain that everybody else had.
All right, sounds good. Thanks. Appreciate you checking that out. Saves me the sending someone out.
Very good. Okay, chat with you later. I'm probably going to have to call you when I get this thing hooked up, and then I'm going to have a couple questions, I'm sure of it. So, talk on you later. NAKPP.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll figure it out once if you have something programmed in any of your buttons, you just use that exact same line, and you just use it, you know, over and over, SUB equals number, you know, and then you just put whatever number you want for whoever you want to call in that SUB equals line. Other than that, it's just a copy-paste, and then change that number. There's a name field, NME equals, but since you don't have the digital one, you could use that just so you know, oh yeah, that number's Sean. So you could have NME equals Sean, and if you ever did get a digital one and plugged it in, it would say, you know, it would come up Sean on the display, but whether you use that NME equals portion of the line is really up to you. On a sidecar like you got, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, and on that weather one, did somebody post it on Telegram, or will you post it on Telegram?
Probably, but, you know, where, I don't know. I'll have to dig back through my stuff. It's really simple. It's like you just go down in the function line for the key, and you just put, you know, FNC equals, I think, weather. I think that's all you do. I'll have to look and see, but and then when you punch it, it'll bring up local conditions.
I look forward to it. So, okay. All right, I'm in the driveway, so I will chat with you later. If you do head out here on your own to do this, tomorrow I got an appointment at noon, but if you do head out here on your own to do this other one, let me know. I'd like to check that site out. So. I will chat with you later. 38FU from N8KPP.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be me, but if for any reason I do get out there, I'll let you know. All right, catch ya. W8FU.
KE8VFI Bubble.
KF8S Mobile.
KE8VFI, what's up?
Not much, just going to grab me some food while the people are cleaning my house. I stopped by that UPS store that I mentioned to you. And oh my God, they're really friendly in there. The guy was really. I saw how he treated his customers and everything. He's like, goes the extra mile. So I ended up getting a mailbox over there so I can send my bills and stuff over there while we're in transition. So seems like it'll be a good deal. And then I might actually change my ham radio license to that address, but I'll see if that can be done.
Right, okay, yeah. The guy that runs the place is outstanding, and everybody else there is pretty good, too. They're top-notch, as far as I'm concerned. Every time I go there, they treat you really well and get whatever you need done.
Yeah, but that turn onto Romeo Plank from 23 Mile, my goodness, that took like 10, 15 minutes because, I don't know, they only let 5 cars go through.
The only time I experienced that is coming out of the McDonald's to go home, but it's usually not that bad. Other than that, you know, to get to the UPS store, I'm coming from 24 miles, so not a big deal. So you must have ran into a heavy period for some reason.
Yeah, it's like that everywhere. I don't know if you're noticing that. There's just a lot of traffic today. I don't know if people got some errands to run or what, but it's busy out there today.
Yeah, it seems a little on the busy side for a Saturday. It's not Saturday, it's Tuesday, good golly. Feels like a Saturday to me. Oh boy, I guess it's a good thing. I'm meeting a buddy at Bell Tire. He's dropping off his truck to get tires, and you know how it's like, you don't like to sit there and wait, so we're going to go get some lunch.
Yeah, I think Eric did the same thing. He's like, hey, come to Bell Tire. It's like, I'm busy with the kids right now. I can't. but, yeah. So that was very good. Yeah, I'm doing this. I got to wait for them to finish cleaning before I can get on with the rest of my day. But they're gonna go through everything in that house. So I'm glad to know they're gonna do that. So they'll get that all taken care of. And this guy.
They want to go to the drive-thru, honk.
It's like, F you, guy.
Well, now that you're all purged and straightened up and it's going to be clean, it's going to be ready, all you guys can just move back in there and live happily ever after.
Yeah, really. No, it's like, it's weird seeing it emptied out, but at the same time, I don't feel any, like, there's no, like, attachment to the house. It's hard to say. It's just, like, or hard to describe. It's, like, it's time to move on, and I'm okay.
Oh, yeah, I understand. So, all right, very good. Anyway, I'm here. My buddy's here. I'm going to back out and pick him up and go do lunch, so we'll talk to you soon, KDAVSI.
Talk to you later. I mean, where I'm supposed to be too. KF8S clear.
M-A-K-P-P. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Tango Charlie monitoring.
W-8-C-B-T.
Howdy.
Howdy, how's it going?
Oh, not bad. Just sitting here, putzing with a few things. Got a bunch of stuff in the mail preventing me from doing everything I want to do. But doing good.
Well, that's good. I'm heading down that way now, so I'll be there until tomorrow evening. So I'm kind of contemplating shooting over to your place and grabbing them now. If like a 45 minutes is it going to be too late?
Well, do you need them now, or is it just because it's convenient?
It's just convenient because I got a rider, and tomorrow I might not until later in the evening. But if it's not okay for you, that's totally fine. I'll definitely make do tomorrow.
Yeah, because I'm going to be passing by you either on the way in or on the way home. So that'd probably be easier for everybody. If you don't need them, if you wanted them today to play with them, that's one thing. But if you don't need them to play with them, I know you've already got one, so you don't really need one to play with. But if that's the case, just let me catch it on the way out or the way in.
All right, I just don't want you to go too far out of the way. So whatever, I don't know if I'll be up on your way in, but I have been getting up kind of early. I'll probably be on the way home. But I could try to meet you so you don't have to go as far out of your way. That'll work.
Well, it's actually not far out of the way on the way home. I pretty much can just shoot 18 straight across. And I'll jump on Clinton River, but it's pretty much on the way home. Not a big deal.
All right, sounds like a plan then. I'll definitely be up by then. I've been getting up around here 8 or 10, and I'm hanging out there tomorrow evening late. So cool. So how's everything else going? Good.
Oh, yeah. Just putzing around with some stuff. Biggest thing now is I got to try to find some building contractors. That's been proven to be the biggest pain in my butt the last couple of weeks.
What were you looking for the tractor? I didn't catch what that was.
Building contractors.
Wow, my ears really were messed up on that. I thought you said something for a tractor. I'm like, what the heck? I guess contractor, though, is kind of close to tractor, so.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So, figured I'd articulate it to help.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised. I thought I was going to run into more flooding even this time of the day from everything I've seen on Facebook all over the place, but it must have drained down pretty quick because I haven't hit one spot yet that was bad.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to redress my wrist. It's kind of hard because I got to do everything with my left hand. I got a new support at your drugstore today, and I'm trying to figure out how it works.
Them are always fun. When about 8 days after my surgery, where they relocated the two nerves on my right arm, and then I think they fixed a torn tendon in my elbow too. But I told them I'm not putting the cast back on because I'm cutting it off if they put it back on. So they sent me to a physical therapy place, and they made some kind of a molded, bent elbow molded this thing that I had to wrap an ACE bandage around instead of using a cast. And talk about wrapping that with your left hand all the way from your upper arm down your elbow to your wrist with it bent. I feel your pain.
Yeah, this probably isn't nearly as bad as that, but I just bought this, I don't know what they call it, a wrist guard or something like that. You can buy them at the drugstore. They got a metal, like a formed metal plate in the bottom to kind of hold your wrist and palm straight. I'm just trying to get it figured out before bedtime because I sleep with it on. I don't need it on during the day, really. Sometimes I do if I'm going to do a lot of typing and I'm not going to be paying attention, you know, where I'm going to be resting my palms, right where the incision is. So I might wear it when I'm doing that, but I got a lighter duty one I use for that. But at bedtime, I'd throw on something a little bit more foolproof so I can't get all jacked up.
Oh, there you go. If we end up having a Who Cares bowling outing, you already got the bowling wrist thingy. Isn't that kind of what it's like?
You know, it seems like it from what I've seen, but I don't understand how they would put the metal on the bottom side. I would think in one of the bowling ones, the metal has got to be on the top side. I would think. I don't know. I don't know what the goal is with the bowling one, but it looks like it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think it was on the bottom, and it formed your wrist. I mean, your palm, and then it kept your hand and your wrist straight, so you didn't turn your wrist when you were throwing. But man, that was years ago. I think I quit bowling on teams when I was about 25, so that's like 26 years ago. Could be totally different now.
Looking at these bowling braces online, and they look almost identical. Some do. Some are even more elaborate. So, support and stability. I have no idea. None of them really get down to the construction to kind of show what the point is. So, what do I know? I'm not a bowler.
one for dollars.
Earl Anthony. Was that Dave? Yeah. Oh, I was going to say something else, too. Oh, yeah, it's all different now. I was watching the bowling tournaments with my mom a couple weeks ago, and there's people that throw the ball with two hands now. Professionals. It's crazy.
Two hands, what do you do, throw it?
You'll have to look it up. It's hard to explain. They kind of throw it like you normally do with one hand, but they keep the other hand on the ball, and I don't know if they actually use the other hand to spin it or what. You'll have to. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Hey, take a look, both of you, take a look to the south if you got an outside window. It's like a big storm coming.
Well, I'm driving and heading south, but I think what you're talking about is to the west a little bit, so I got to wait till I get clear of these trees.
Yeah, I just cut the grass again. We're going to take pictures tomorrow. Hope it doesn't rain. Take pictures. You know, like, I should just send them my pictures. My pictures look great.
Yeah, but then you'd be doing their job and they'd be getting paid for it. I think it might rain tomorrow from what I heard, but it was like 2 or 3 and that was in Memphis, so I don't know what it's doing down that way.
Yeah, so we must have gotten a downpour down here because I had some water in the basement. It's like, no, now we're going to take pictures.
Get the mop out.
Well, I'm glad I checked. It might have been the water from the cleaners and they were mopping the steps because it was at the bottom of the steps, so I have no idea. It's a nice sunset, though.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, the clouds to the east and south, the sun's lighting them up, big white puffy clouds, and then there's a big white puffy cloud straight south of me, and I can't see what's to the west yet, because there's still too big of trees.
Yeah, I got tired of taking Shana Road and taking the freeway back. I've been driving all over the place today. Got a lot of work done, too. I was, you know, while they were cleaning, I was in my car, working on my car. I was doing a Captain Don.
WATPT. Yep. Oh, there's a bunch of deer there. Are any of them bucks? I don't think so. Nope, no bucks. But, yeah. I didn't hit much flooding. It's actually getting worse as I go south. I'm at 29 mile, and there's a heck of a lot more rain on the roads and stuff.
Yeah, Feta. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting flood insurance. You know, the amount of rain that we've been getting lately, like, if it does, if there's any chance it's going to flood, it's going to be, you know, these next few years. It just seems like the climate is changing, or, you know, we're just having a phase or whatever.
Well, all them tornadoes and stuff last night hit Chicago. They probably were aiming for the Wisconsin convention.
Oh, is that where the RNC is in Wisconsin? Bunch of the head cheese is there.
Roger that. Yeah. I watched a little bit of it last night, and just to see. Trump, he had a bandage on his ear. But yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah, I haven't been paying attention to any of that stuff. I'm just too busy. I'm going to go home, probably take a shower and then go to sleep. I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, I've been actually pretty much kind of on a day shift schedule, getting up between 8 or 10, so far so good. We'll see how long that lasts. but yeah, it's kind of nice. I went and did that POTA the other day. I don't even know if I told you that. I activated Port Huron State Game Area again, and I did a whole bunch of exploring, checking out the different accesses, and I was talking to Aaron on KADD repeater, and activated it. I only made like 18 QSOs because of that contest. It was crazy. But now I'm second in that park for activations and QSOs. Woohoo!
Very good. So you did that all on the side-by-side? You just took the side-by-side there, or were you driving your truck?
No, I did that in the truck, and thankfully I did, because a couple of spots we checked out, we pulled into little parking areas, and there were horse flies the size of bald-faced hornets everywhere in some of the spots. So yeah, I did that in the truck, and then when we got back to the house, jumped on the side-by-side and went for a 46-mile ride, about an hour and 45 minutes, so that was fun, too.
Yeah, that rain's going to hit us soon. You can see it to the south there, and we're in, like, this bubble. Do you notice it? Like, all clear around us, and then there's, like, clouds surrounding us.
Yep. Yeah, the one to the south looks the worst, so, well, maybe up to the northwest, too. That one looks like it keeps building, but I don't think they're that big. They probably just pop up little storms. Wow, 28-mile road, dirt road, has got a ton of standing water on the side.
I also enjoy when people don't leave the no turn on red sign, and they turn.
Oh, I'm prepared for anything nowadays. I just sit there and wait until it's 100% clear, because you never know if people are going to follow the rules.
Yeah, well, it's too bad about the cell phone towers. So what was the deal with the cell phone towers now? They were, somebody got hacked or something?
I didn't hear why. I seen posts all over Facebook from north of me, in Avoca, and then Richmond, and Romeo, and Armada, and Washington Township, and I think even Sterling Heights. Everybody was saying T-Mobile, AT&T. The only one I didn't see was Verizon, but my hotspot's Verizon, and it wasn't working that good at my house, so I think they're all affected, but I don't know why. It's weird.
Yeah, because before you mentioned it, I heard somebody on another repeater, he said they didn't have any cell phone service. He was up in Romeo, like 28-mile road. Well, I think, no, wait, he's like 32-mile road. It was the guy that does the field day for Utica. Oh, that was a short light. I'm going through it. I'm a bad person.
As long as we didn't hear a boom, it's okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, because there definitely were people in Romeo and Washington Township, and, yeah, it was all over, really. It's kind of crazy that, you know, I have the groups on Facebook from all the areas, and now, you know, there was actually everybody complaining in all the areas.
You know, my daughter's trying to get a cell phone, right? She goes, phones always work on the internet. I go, no, they don't. You go, yes, they do. You don't know everything. I go, I do know everything. They go, you don't even know where the internet came from. It came from ARPA. It's like, no, it didn't. It's like, yeah, it was, the internet was formed even before I was born. It's like the military created it.
But yeah, you get used to that. You're not gonna know nothing for about the next 5 to 8 years.
always happens. Now there's this big, gigantic white school bus that looks like it's been converted into a, I don't know what, like an RV or something. It's driving through the neighborhood. It's weird. It's like I've never seen this stuff before. Oh boy, maybe half the moon is out if you look to the south. It's like a morning glory looking cloud to the south too. It's kind of cool. Alright, I'm at my destination, so I'm going to be off of the repeater, so I will listen out and then I will be clear. KFADA.
Alright, sounds good. I'll catch you later on or tomorrow. WATP.